Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at AI decision-making in management and how leaders actually get better results. The article is by Brett Allegray Wood.
And it goes straight at something I hear from owners all the time. They've got more data than ever, but they still feel like they're flying blind.
That's exactly how Brett frames the problem. Most managers are drowning in data, but starving for clarity. Reports from finance, marketing, operations, HR, all with different metrics, different timelines.
And somehow you're supposed to make a sensible call on all of that by Thursday.
Right. So what AI actually does here is filter the noise. It highlights what deserves your attention, predicts what's likely coming next, and gives you enough confidence to move faster.
So what does that look like in practice? Because I think a lot of owners hear the words AI decision support and picture something enormously complicated.
Brett breaks it into four capabilities that management teams are already using: forecasting, predicting sales, expenses, resource needs with more accuracy than a spreadsheet can give you, scenario planning, simulating different outcomes before you commit to a strategy, performance insights, finding patterns in team or system data, and risk alerts, catching early warning signs in your metrics before they become a crisis.
That last one is the one I'd want. Most managers only see the problem once it's already a problem.
And the article has a real example. A regional retail chain in Southeast Asia was dealing with stock shortages and overordering. They brought in an AI model that looked at sales patterns, supplier timelines, seasonal demand shifts.
What happened?
Within 2 months, inventory accuracy improved by 25% and wastage dropped significantly. Management still approved the final orders, but they were now deciding on live data, not last month's reports.
That's the key bit. They still made the call. The AI gave them clearer vision. It didn't take over.
And Brett is very clear on that throughout. The most successful leaders treat AI as a partner, not a profit. AI can tell you what is happening in your data. It cannot tell you why it matters or how your people will respond to a decision.
Which is the part that still needs a human. Emotional intelligence, knowing your team, the organizational context. A model can't replicate any of that.
None of it.
Okay, but here's where I'd push back a little. This all assumes your data is actually good. And for a lot of the businesses listening, it probably isn't.
Brett addresses that directly. Before you trust AI outputs for any management decision, three questions. Where is the data coming from and who owns it? Is it accurate, complete, and free from bias? And are you protecting sensitive or personal information?
The bias one is the one I'd flag. He says historical bias in data sets produces biased recommendations, often invisibly. It looks right even when it isn't. That's the dangerous part.
And then there's something called prompt drift, which I think a lot of people won't have come across.
What is it?
Basically, AI models learn from past patterns, but your business keeps evolving. Without regular maintenance, your AI tools slowly drift out of alignment with where the business actually is now. They start reflecting old assumptions, last year's strategy.
So you think it's augmenting your business, but it's actually augmenting a version of it that no longer exists.
Exactly. Brett recommends a quarterly alignment check at minimum, monthly if your market moves fast. The system needs to be calibrated to your latest goals, not the ones you had 12 months ago.
And to make any of this stick long term, there's a practical loop he lays out.
4 steps. Review AI insights weekly or monthly with your management team. Discuss what the results actually mean for each department. Context is everything. Assign clear ownership for testing or acting on what comes out, and document the outcomes so the system learns from it.
That last bit matters. It stops AI being another dashboard nobody checks and turns it into something that keeps improving.
So what's the one thing you'd want someone to actually do this week?
Pick one area where you're currently deciding on stale or incomplete data. Forecasting, resource planning, inventory, performance review, whatever it is. Ask whether an AI tool could surface clearer patterns from what you already hold. You don't have to act on it straight away. The goal is to calibrate how much signal is sitting in your data, unused.
For me, it's the loop. Weekly review, clear ownership, documented outcomes. That's where this becomes a genuine management capability rather than a one-off experiment.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
See you next time.